Jerry, can you describe Roseate Spoonbills for us?
The best way I've ever heard it put is that a Roseate Spoonbill is like an orchid that has taken to wing. They are a stunning pink color with accents of yellow. They have a long bill that a lot of people would consider ugly. I think they're beautiful. They have some ridges in them and really intricate designs. Bright red eyes. Their heads can be anywhere from blue to green to yellow. They have a black band on their neck that can be as narrow as a necklace or as big around as a collar.
And how do they survive?
Well, they're very specialized foragers, right? They eat fish. They'll take anything. They'll eat snails. They'll eat shrimp. But that bill is designed. That is a fish hunting machine. How they get their food is very unique. You know, I call it like their little vacuum cleaner. What they do is they put this spatulate bill. Most birds have a pointy bill. This is much wider at the end. It's very sensitive like your lips would be, or even more so, as a matter of fact. And what they do is they drag their bill through the water. They kind of walk forward, and they just shake it back and forth while it's in the water. And then when they hit something to eat, it's a reflex action. The bill automatically snaps shut, and they swallow it. As the Everglades dries out during the dry season, all of their prey is pushed into the deeper areas, and those areas eventually become shallow, and that's when the spoonbills go in there. And at that point, it's like spilling a bowl of Cheerios on your floor. You take the vacuum cleaner, you suck them right up. But if you disrupt the natural patterns of those wetlands, that foraging behavior becomes a very big hindrance. Imagine taking that bowl of Cheerios and spreading it through your, 18,000 square foot house. You know, your vacuum cleaner isn't going to work very well in cleaning that up.
How are they doing this year?
This year they're not doing so well. There have been many things that have gone wrong in recent years. One of the biggest of them is the continued effect of sea level rise on the Keys. With higher water levels in the southern Everglades, you don't get those concentrations of fish. You know, the water simply, because it's coming in from the ocean instead of from the Everglades, you have higher water level for longer periods of time. And that's great for those little fish, but it doesn't concentrate them into the pools and ponds, and therefore the spoonbills, when they try to raise young, they can't get enough food to raise their young. And the end result is that those young die in the nest.
In your 26 years studying spoonbills here in the Bay, what perspective has that given you?
It's given me a perspective that nature is really, really resilient. And if we just let it heal, it will do very well. We do get 2, 3, 4 years consecutive years where we have the right conditions. And when you see that happen, you see these birds respond. They start raising young, and they're raising healthy, big, multiple young in a nest. So instead of just getting one fledgling bird out of every 3 or 4 nests, we start getting, 6, 7, 8 birds out of 2 or 3 nests. And so, that's the positive that I take back, is that overall this is a very sad story, but collectively we have not nailed the coffin shut on any of these environments. They're just incredibly resilient.